Focus on flowers. During the Victorian era in Britain, the head gardeners in the great country houses were the experts in horticultural practices. Boys of 12 began an apprenticeship, and if they were receptive, they could rise through the ranks and assume the responsibility for producing all of the floral art needed for a grand house and garden. They commanded a large staff and supervised the growing and arranging of garden flowers, as well as the exotic flowers grown under glass. They wrote for a gardener's chronicle and started trends. For example, Donald Beaton used masses of red geraniums and created ribbon bedding to edge stone stairs and paths. John Fleming created the Duchess of Sutherland's monogram by clipping plants to resemble a Turkish carpet, and the term carpet bedding was coined. By the 1870s, floral arms and insignias graced all of the great gardens and parks. After two world wars, garden magazines and television replaced the head gardeners as resources for horticultural expertise. Changes in the economy and the idea of gardening as a hobby made head gardeners obsolete. More information about flower gardening can be found on our website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on head gardeners.